For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
Hey, 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 welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes. This is the House of L podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out, whether you are watching on YouTube or if you're just listening and you're listening on Spotify or on Apple. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see the awesome new Chicago Limited Edition VSOP, the City of Lyrical Legends. I'm one of them legends. I'm not a legend. But I do like my Remy Martin. And Remy Martin with ginger beer or ginger ale, solid. Also, Remy Sidecar is great. So, you know, look for that special bottle. Isn't it purdy? It's purdy. All right. I have now gone to 3 DePaul games in the last 3 weeks. Like, when I got back from vacation, I came back and went to go see St. John's. They are really good. Like, you know, say what you want about Rick Pitino, and trust me, there's a lot to say about him, but he still recruits and he still coaches with a passion that a guy in his 70s, probably I'm surprised that he still has that level of passion to go out there and coach. That St. John's team is really loaded, and they're going to be a problem for people in the tournament. DePaul is not in the tournament, but I came back to go see them play. Like, I got off the plane and went right to the game, had really good tickets. My brother and my nephew and my great nephew went with me, and we had a wonderful time. I got to catch up with people, talk to Antoine Walker. Shout out to Twan. I got to get Twan on the podcast. He said he wants to come on. He's just grilling me for the Bears information. He's like, what do you think? And it was fun. It was real fun. We used to work together over at Stadium. And, you know, obviously, you know, Twan's a Southside legend. So it was good to catch up with him a little bit. And he will be on this pod soon. I'm there watching that game. And DePaul played pretty well in the first half of that game. And then, you know, they were overwhelmed in the second half by St. John's. Then I was at the Creighton game because the comms department, and specifically the sports comms department at DePaul, was being honored. So I got to be on the court. I should have told you guys about this after it happened, but it was a very cool thing because sometimes I'm in a bubble when it comes to my own class and I'm not really paying attention to who else is in the university. And it's cool. You know, Adam Rittenberg and I shared an office together. So I know that he still teaches, and he is a great professor. Like, his students are very well taught. But I didn't know that Michelle Steele from ESPN was working there too. And when I went in, I went to go see my department chair right before I went on vacation because I'm teaching in spring quarter. And I was so excited because there's so many people there that I know. And now that Carol Marine is taking a step back from her job, Lisa Parker, who was an investigative reporter for Channel 5 for forever and an anchor there. And I used to work with her when I was sports anchoring over there. She would, on the weekends, she would sometimes anchor news. And then she's just the greatest, man. I love Parker. Parker is, I don't know if people even know this because she only, I've only seen her pull this out at baseball, but she's fluent in Spanish. And so when I would go down to spring training, like she's a, also a crazy like White Sox fan. She would be down there and she'd be talking to players. And it's great. And so her photog, Ron, shout out to Ron. They're doing work now and taking over where Carol Marine and Don Mosley left off over at DePaul. So it's a murderer's row of really talented people who work in the industry that are working over at DePaul. But we got honored. So we were able to go down onto the court and wave and say hi at the under eight timeout during the Creighton game. And then on a lark, I was like, you know, it's the last game of the season. They had just won a game, and I'm like, I'm going to go see if they can win a couple in a row. And they're playing Georgetown, who they had beaten already in the season. And I was very happy to see DePaul continue to compete through the end of the regular season. They won the game, and now they play Georgetown in the Big East tournament Wednesday night. In fact, Speegs and I are going, our show is going to be shortened because the tip-off of that game, I think, is 5:30. So our show Wednesday is going to be a little bit short, and I couldn't be happier. Look, I'm not here to lie to you. It's my alma mater. It's a place where I pick up paycheck. They're not good, but they're better, and they're competitive. And when in the last few years have you ever heard this idea, this concept? It's difficult to beat a team three times in one season. And talking about DePaul being the team that's trying to do the beating instead of being the team that's getting the beating. I love this. Let me tell you something. Let me go get into my meatball for just a little bit here.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
Wintrust Arena is great. It seats 10,000 people. There weren't 10,000 people at the game on Saturday between DePaul and Georgetown. Georgetown's a fringe NIT team, and we'll see if things get better under Ed Cooley. But DePaul is a good matchup for them, and they frustrated Georgetown the entire game. Most of the fans, whenever I do go to games, the Villanova people, they roll deep here. I don't know why, but this is apparently a haven for Villanova graduates. Obviously, Marquette, that's easy. That's a 90-minute drive or whatever to get down to Wintrust Arena and like, blood rival. The Georgetown people were obnoxious. Like, for the most part, when I go to games now, like, at this point, I'm super chill. I'm just in the cut. Like, I just want to watch the game, see what areas I can talk to students about. If I'm sure that there are a bunch of students that were working on the broadcast or doing photography that I'm going to interact with at some point. So I want to kind of see what they see. Student section was well represented. I like that very much. But the Georgetown people were, they're like us, but we've gone through the desert now for a lot longer than they have, and they are still holding on to some glory that their program no longer provides. And I like Ed Cooley. I think he's a really good coach. I also think he should have stayed at Providence. But I get it. It's Georgetown. They offered you the money. You should go there. Ed Cooley broke a dry erase board. He was so frustrated with what DePaul did. And that was the point where I decided that as a fan, I was going to start chirping back a little bit. And I was close enough for people to hear me. But I was really happy, man. Isaiah Rivera, I know there's only probably one game or maybe two left in the season for them, but that dude is a baller. So if you're watching the game, you're like, hey, that kid can I shouldn't say kid, he's a grown-ass man now between Colorado State and UIC. He's a grown man, but he can ball. He had 21 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. Troy D'Amico, Edison Park, he was really good in the game too. CJ Gunn, who has kind of become like my favorite player of this group, had 17. Chris Holtman's done a nice job. Here's where, and I know they've only won 13 games, okay? They have a chance to win 14, maybe 15, depending on the matchup. But I got to tell you, the most important thing for DePaul right now, and what I think Holt has done, is put in a floor. Like, the floor has been put in now. And now it's, I start looking, they have 2 4-star recruits coming in. One's a 7-footer next year. But they just needed someone to just put the floor in. So now I think we've got the floor. And now I think that it's okay to expect more going forward. Like, next year should be a jump. And I know that they cleared out the roster from last year. They brought in all new people this year. They're going to have to kind of bring in new people next year. I understand that. But the NIT should be a minimum next year. And honestly, it's like the thing that would make people, DePaul fans, happy. Like, just get this back on the right road. But it was enjoyable. I had a good time. Some of you may have seen, if you follow me on social, I tweeted out a picture. Sylvie actually hit me up, and he said, are you going to be at the DePaul game? And I said, yeah, yeah. So he said, cool, you know, the family's coming and wants you to meet the family. So Sylvie and I have, since Jeff Dickerson's passing, JD was kind of like, hey, you two should be friends. Not that we were enemies. We were never enemies. We just, you know, didn't really know each other. And for a long time in my career, Mitch Rosen would compare me to Sylvie. And it bothered me. It also motivated me. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that coaches do, right? So we've never really, like, hung out. And then a couple months ago, we have been kind of circling around each other about what we should hang out. Then I saw him at JD's event, and it was a good reminder. Then we got drinks and was just talking. It was good to talk to someone who's in the exact same spot I'm in about kind of what you want, how to do the job. To be able to pick each other's brains, I thought was really good. And I think a real friendship is kind of forming. So I took a picture with him and said, hey, this fan asked me to take a picture with him. And it was cool. Like, we had a really good chat during halftime, and we're going to hang out more. And it's funny to see people, like, when we had dinner, this dude saw the two of us, and it was, like, right after the show, because we met up at Stated Lake, because their studio's right there, and our studio's, like, a block away. So we met up, and when he came and sat down, this dude looked over and he was like, "What's happening?" And I said, "We're working on something." I'm going to get Silvio on the pod. We're going to have a good time. But it was great to see him and meet his family. He got a really cool family, a bunch of good kids. And his wife is very nice. And we got to talking about Arizona and Montreal and all that good stuff. But I've never been out on DePaul basketball. It is my first love. I'll never not care about DePaul basketball. Please, please beat these dudes again. Just not even the kids. Like the kids on Georgetown team are fine. They're good players. They're respectful. They listen to their coach. I need it because their fans are awful. I need it out because I want to say on Thursday morning or Wednesday night after the game, they can Hoya Saxa their asses back to DC. You know that line from what movie is from School Days where Giancarlo Esposito is like, "I am from Detroit, Motown, and you can Watusi your ass back to Mother Africa." That's the energy that I feel with Georgetown fans. You can Hoya Saxa your ass back to DC. You can get the go-go music going and everything. I hope DePaul takes care of business. And Isaiah Rivera, shout out to you, man. Your career has been great, even though it's just this year. It's been great. And he can ball. So if you're looking for a player to get excited about, the type of player that Chris Holtmann is bringing in, watch Isaiah Rivera ball against Georgetown on Wednesday. And hopefully they can Hoya Saxa their asses back to D.C. That's it. I'm done. Peace to everyone except for Georgetown fans.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.